Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Vav. We are up to Sif Yud Beis. We are on the second to last line on page 198. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Beis, Mutter lahachriz b'Shabbos al aveda. You're allowed to make an announcement on Shabbos about a lost item. Afilu hidavar sha'asu l'taltalo. Even if the item that was lost that you're trying to get back is something that's muktzah, you're not allowed to move it, you're still allowed to make an announcement on Shabbos that if anyone finds it, to let you know. The Rama says, Umutr lahatir chermei tzibur b'Shabbos. You are allowed to undo, to permit a chermei tzibur is a cherim, like an excommunication that the tzibur has placed on anyone that does certain things. And therefore, if there was a cherim placed on the tzibur, they can undo it on Shabbos. Afal pi she'enu l'tzarech Shabbos, even though it does not really have a need of Shabbos. Ho'il v'hu yom kenufya l'rabim. Since Shabbos is a day of the gathering of the public, have a ke'iske rabim deshari l'daber bam. Therefore, automatically, this inyan is considered like an esek of the rabim, and therefore you're allowed to speak about it on Shabbos. Aval ein ma'achrimim b'Shabbos. That's only talking about undoing the cherim, but to place someone in cherim on Shabbos, we do not do. Ki im midover shehu l'tzarech Shabbos, unless it is something that is nogea to Shabbos. So let's see the Mishavura. We'll be masbir everything over here in the Mechaber and the Rama. The first point was, the Mechaber says you're allowed to announce about a lost item, even though that lost item is muktza, and it's not allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Says the Mishavura, Sivkot HaMemches, Ala Veda, what exactly is the announcement? Shemisha Yodea Ba Yavo V'yagid. That someone that knows where the whereabouts of this item will come and tell. The Hashavas Aveda Mitzvah. The reason why you are allowed to announce it, really it's not Shabbos there, because this item can't be moved, it can't be returned anywhere on Shabbos, but Lamaisa Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah, and therefore you can announce it. V'lomar Lamisha Yodea Mimenu Shiyashivenu. What about saying that anyone who knows about it should return it, not just let us know, but we'll actually return it. Gam zehu bichlal chefzei shamayim v'shari. That's also included in chefzei shamayim and his mutter. So even though they can't actually return it on Shabbos, but you could announce anyone who finds this item or sees this item can let us know and can also return it. All that is allowed to be announced on Shabbos. V'nogu lahachriz gam al avedas eino yehudi b'bnei darchi shalom. The minhag is also to make an announcement over a lost item of a goy because of Darchei Shalom keeping the peace. Uvemekom sakona pshita d'shari. If it would be a sakona, then obviously it would be permissible. V'kasu achronim d'achronim right. Tuhu adin d'mutter l'hachriz b'Shabbos al gneva. That you're also allowed to announce on Shabbos about something that was stolen. If someone knows the whereabouts of the stolen item, they should let us know or return it. That also is allowed to be announced on Shabbos. Sifkata Mentes, the Mechaber said, even if the item we're discussing over here is not allowed to be moved, this muktzah, Shalo yuchal hameshiv lahashiv hayom, the one who finds it and wants to return it can return it today. Afilu hachi mutter. Still it's permissible. Kedei lefarseim ha'inyin b'Shabbos, in order to advertise the idea on Shabbos, shehu zman kenufya l'rabim. The reason why it's mutter is because on Shabbos is when everyone's in shul, so it's a good time to make announcements. So we'll see certain announcements that are not so Shabbosic are mutter, and certain announcements are usher. This is one that's mutter. You can announce if anyone found this lost item or this stolen item to let us know and even to return it. Even if the item is muktzah, that can be announced on Shabbos, even though the actual returning will be after Shabbos. But now is the time, Sunday morning, the crowd is much smaller. Here's the knufya, it's mutter. Then the Rama said, "Mutter lahatir cherim b'tzibur b'Shabbos." You're allowed to undo a cherim that was placed on the tzibur. And again, a cherim is that the tzibur announced anyone who does such and such an item will be placed in cherim. He'll be excommunicated. So you were allowed to undo that cherim on Shabbos. Says the Mishaburis of Kotanun, "V'hu adin im niduhu b'chalom matirin lo b'Shabbos." So too, if a person was put in nidui, a different type of excommunication in his dream, it could be undone from him on Shabbos. The tzarech Shabbosu delo lehishtoi b'niduyo. That is considered a need of Shabbos that he should not remain in nidui over Shabbos. So back to the Ramah. The Ramah said you're allowed to undo a cherem on the tzibur on Shabbos, even though it's not a tzarech of Shabbos. Since again it's a day of gathering of the rabbim, it's considered iskei rabbim, which is mutter to speak about. It says the Mishaburis sif katanun aleph, havik iskei rabbim. Mashmudim hu litzarech yochid. The mashmos of the mechaber is only because it was made on the entire tzibur. But if it was a tzarech of one individual, lahatir lo mashech eribuhu atzibur, to remove from him that which the tzibur placed the cheirim on him, that if he does something, he's going to be in cheirim, to remove that, haya aser kishe'enu l'tzarech Shabbos. The mashmos of the Rama is that that would be forbidden if it was not a Shabbos need. When it comes to a benefit of the tzibur, it's mutter even if it's not a Shabbos need, mashma that if it's for a yachid, it's only allowed if it is for a Shabbos need. But that which is mashma in the sefer Beit HaKavayis in the name of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, v'chein b'tshuvas ha-Rashba, shehuva l'kamon b'Beis Yosef v'simen shimim aleph, and also it's from the mashmos of the Rashba later on that B'Beis Yosef brings down, it's mashma da'afilu l'tzarech yachad matirin lo, that even if it's only for one individual, you can remove this cheirim, mishum de'b'chol lo yuchal l'kabetz ha'kol b'kal shiatiru lo, because during the week, it's hard to gather the whole tzibur that you need in order to be matir this cheirim. V'chein mitzadin ha'achronim l'alocha, and so too the achronim lean towards this shita in halacha. Kasa bebach sov simin shin zayin. Dimashen ohagin biyeridim. That which is the custom when it comes to a fair. Shashamish kore mitoch haksav. That the Shamish will get up on Shabbos. And he will read from a list of misha mukhram mishum chavosav. Someone that was put into chayrim because of his debts. He didn't pay up his debts, so he's in chayrim. You're allowed to list on Shabbos the names of these people. Havik kiiske rabbim. This is considered an esek of the rabbim. The lule zeh, because if not for making this announcement that trying to force people to pay up their debts, hayu nivsadim hachovos, these debts would be lost. People would lose money. The whole masu matan, the whole business would get messed up if no one's going to get announced and have themselves embarrassed by rabbim and to try to prevent this, so people are not going to pay up and therefore it's going to ruin all the business. The ein koach l'shum mora levatel zeh, and there's no power for any rav or any leader to mivatel this minug, shenogu lahakel lifnei kama gedolim, because they were lenient this way in front of kama gedolim, they did not protest and they were okay with it, and therefore one should not nullify such a minug. Sivkata nundez avol, the Rama ended off and said, ein machrimim b'shabbos, even though you can undo a cheirim that was placed on the rabbim, you cannot. Ein machrimim b'shabbos, you cannot place a cheirim on Shabbos unless it is nogeh to Shabbos. So he's mechalik between the removal of a cheirim versus the placement of a cheirim. Says the Mishabura, v'amogen Avram hochiach didin ha-cheirim v'atara shaveh. The Mogen Avram argues with the Rama, and he proves that the placement of the cheirim has the same din as the removal of the cheirim. D'liyachir aser l'hachrim im avar aveira. For one individual, it is forbidden to put him into cheirim if he did not aveira. Im lo shechilo Shabbos, unless it was noget to Shabbos, that he was mechal Shabbos. T'havi k'mo l'tzarech Shabbos, that's considered a need of Shabbos. U'l'tzarech tzibur, b'zok to Magen Avram, if it is a need of the rabbim, mutter afilu eino tzarech Shabbos. Then it's mutter, even if it's not a Shabbos need. The im lo yacharimu b'Shabbos, if they don't place them in cheirim on Shabbos, lo yisasu b'yom acher, they won't be able to gather everyone together on a different day. The isbatel hadover, and it will get canceled, they won't be able to do it. So therefore, he says, if it's nogeh to the rabbim, you are allowed to gather everyone together on Shabbos in order to do it. U'b'seif el yirabim etzadid. The yirabim leans to say, the aflut sarach rabbim, even if it is the needs of the rabbim, ain't kedai lahachrim yom haShabbos. It's not kedai to place a cheirim on Shabbos. Mishum diksib bo bracha. Shabbos is referred to as the day of bracha, and therefore it's not a day that you want to put a cheirim. And if you look at Note 52, he points out a similar idea. V'chein mashen ohagim shelo lekadesh es halavana b'Shabbos v'yomtov. We know the minhag is that we don't say kiddush shavana on Shabbos and yomtov, and there are many different reasons brought down. But the Ben Yishchai explains the reason is shumipneishen nimseis bo kilas ha'ivim. There is a curse for the enemies in the pasuk of tipul aleim emosav afachad ukemosh ein machrimim b'Shabbos v'yomtov. The same way we don't want to place a cheirim on Shabbos and yomtov because it's day of bracha. Kemokein ein mekalim b'hem. We don't want to curse even our enemies on the day of Shabbos, and that's why the Ben Yishchai says that we don't say kiddush havana on Shabbos and yomtov. Continues the Mishabura of ayin b'sefer zechor la'avram. Look in the Sefer Zechor Lavrom, Bilcho Shabbos Osches, Shehevi Mishem Knesses Agdola, Da Minog HaPoshet Hu Lahokel. The simple minog is to be lenient, to place the cheirim on Shabbos. Ukedivrei HaMagid Avram Hanal, like the Magid Avram says above, Ubitshuvos Divrei Rivos Issa. In the Tshuvos Divrei Rivos, it is brought down, the Chacham Yochel Nados B'Shabbos L'Chvodo. That a Chacham is able to put someone in Nidui on Shabbos for his honor. Meaning if someone disgraces him, which warrants a Nidui, the Chacham can place him in Nidui on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Yud Gimel, Lahachris b'Shabbos al karka hanimkar, to announce on Shabbos about a land that is about to be sold, there's some real estate about to be sold. You want to announce it on Shabbos. Why? Shekol mi sheyesh lo zchus alav, anyone who thinks he has really rights to that land, yavo v'yagid, come and speak up now. V'im lav ya'abid zchuso, if you don't speak up now, you're going to lose your zchus. Usser, such an announcement is usser. So again, we're discussing over here different things that you're allowed to announce, because that's when everyone's gathered together on Shabbos. So about HaShabbos HaVeda, you're allowed to announce it. Certain things about a Cheirim are Mutter, certain things are Aser. But over here, the Mechaber discusses to announce a land that's about to be sold. That if you have any claims on the land, come now, or you lose your rights, that's forbidden. The Ramah says, V'chein Aser Lahachriz Yayin B'Shabbos. It's also usher to announce that a certain person has a lot of wine to sell on Shabbos. That's like a business deal, and therefore that is also forbidden to be announced. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Nun Gimel, Lahachriz B'Shabbos, Ulahachriz Sheyesh Bayis Limkor Ulahaskir, to announce that you have a house to sell or to rent, B'Kostantina, No Hagen Heter. In Constantina, they were knowing Heter. The Sharatzion explains why. V'taimum, Sivkotan Mem Aleph, Tehave Bichlal, Tzorchei Rabim. This is to help people find places to live and to rent out their houses. That's considered Tzorchei Rabim. They held it was Mutter. Aval B'tshuvas HaGo'inim Simin Kuf Mem Hei, Oser Afilu B'shal Hektesh V'yisomim. The Tshuvas HaGo'onim says that it's Aser, even if the land, the house, belongs to Hektesh Yisomim, and you're going to be benefiting Hektesh Yisomim, it is still Aser to make such an announcement on Shabbos that you have a house to rent out or to sell. Sifkoton Nundalad v'im lav ya'abed. So here the Mishavu is going to make a beautiful diyuk. The Mechaber said, you're not allowed to announce that there's a house that's going to be sold, a land that's going to be sold, anyone has a claim, come make your claim or you lose your rights. So he's pointing out that the Mechaber says specifically, or you lose your rights. That's the problematic line. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Dafka b'chia gavna usser. Dafka in such a case where you say, im lav ya'abed zuchuso, that's when it's usser. Dahave kidon es adin. It's like you're judging on Shabbos because you're telling this person, if you don't come now, you lose the din. Aval im machris tam, but if you announce a regular announcement, kol mi sheyesh lo zchus yavo v'yagid. If you have a right to this land, come and claim your right. And you stop there. You don't say, if you don't come, what's going to happen? Afal pi sheish takana be'ir. Even though there is a takana in the city, shein lo yagid bat la zechuso. So everyone knows if you don't come, you lose your right, but you're not announcing that. You're only announcing if you have a right, come and make your claim. Mikomakom eino kedones adin. That would be okay because that is not like being done as a din. It's not like judging. Because you're not speaking out that if you don't come, you lose the right. Even though everyone knows that's what's going to happen, but you're not saying it. And therefore, that's okay. Even though that's much more lenient, the clear diak in the Mechaber, but Lamaisa says, one should not be knowing this way. It's certainly weekday speaking to talk about coming for a claim on some real estate. That's not what we want to be discussing on Shabbos. However, if there's a place where that is the minhag, lo machinon behu, one should not protest against their minhag. Sheyesh makom lomer dahavik et tzarchi rabim. There is certainly grounds to say that it is tzarchi rabim. So you're trying to help out the tzibur, they shouldn't lose out on rights that they have. So therefore, if they're already knowing that way, don't protest. Achshu inyan matmiya, but lemaisa, it is a strange and wondrous thing that people are making such an announcement of Shabbos, but still, you should not stop them if that is their custom. The Ramah then ended the sif and said, and so too it's usher to announce wine on Shabbos, because that's like Mekach u'Memkar. Explains the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun Hei. Hainu, what the Ramah refers to over here is, Lohodia sheyesh eitzel ploni uploni yayin limkor. You want to make an announcement that so-and-so has wine to sell, you can't make that announcement. The cost of a Magen Avram, Davka b'makom sheshchiach yayin tuva. It's only us to make that announcement when there's plenty of wine to go around. You can find wine easily in that place. Aval b'makom she'ein matzui kolkach, in a place where it's not so easy to find wine, havei hachroza av hayayin tzorach mitzvah bishvil kiddush. then this announcement is 100% fine, says the Magen Avraham, because then it's announcing that you can have wine for the mitzvah of Kiddush if you go to this guy. And therefore, Zakta the Magen Avraham, if there's plenty of wine around the area, so then this announcement is usher. If there's no wine and this will allow people to do Kiddush, then it's a mitzvah and it's mutter. You can't discuss any prices in any scenario. The cannabis of Gimel Bahagol, like we saw earlier. The Rashal Kosov, the Yachris Kodem Baruchu. The Rashal says you should make the announcement before Baruchu, which is really before Kabbalah Shabbos, before they accept Shabbos. That's when everything's mutter. If you forgot to make the announcement after Baruch Hu, so then you could make it, but lo yaskir schumika, that's when you should not discuss the prices. There's one important Shaar Tzion I want to end this year with, and that is the Shaar Tzion in Os Mem Gimel. So the Mishnah Berurah brought the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham said that if there's wine not readily available, and this guy has wine to sell, people can use it for Kiddush, then you can, yes, make the announcement. Says the Shaar Tzion, ubishar mashkin pshita da aser. The Magen Avraham goes on to say, but if it's not wine, any other drink is going to be pashit that it's forbidden. Ube El Yerabah Kosov. However, the El Yerabah argues, and he writes, Dafilu im ein sarach l'kiddush, even if it's not a need of kiddush, i.e. it's other drinks, or there's plenty of wine around, mikomokom tzarech Shabbos v'tzarech rabim ninhu. It's helping people get drinks that they need for Shabbos, and therefore, even if it's not in need of Kiddush, it would be mutter. Says the Chavetz Chaim, u'anias da'iti hadinim ha-Magen Avraham. I really agree that the Magen Avraham is right. The Al Yerabah says it could be any drinks, because Lamai says the tzarech Shabbos. The Magen Avraham says, no, only for Kiddush. Says the Chavetz Chaim, I agree with the Magen Avraham. Why? When it comes to wine, it's recognizable to everyone that it's for the purposes of a mitzvah. But to make Stam an announcement, anyone who wants to buy some Snapple or buy other drinks, so that Stam is zilzel to Shabbos to make that announcement, even if it is for Shabbos, but it's not nikkur that it's for Shabbos. Wine, obviously, is there for Kiddush, and therefore the Chavetz Chaim sides with the Magen Avraham over the El Yerabah. We'll stop here and continue with Sif Yudal and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.